I finish my swim and exit the pool, quickly rinsing the chlorine from my hair under the public shower and heading into a booth to change. I quickly towel off my chest and the rest of my body, only coming back to my long hair repeatedly to make sure I've dried it as much as possible. It's in the middle of this, towel over my head and now fully naked, that I hear the booth door opening. Sure that I closed it, I open my mouth to ask who's there, when a finger pressed to my lips stops me. I have just enough time to glimpse a dark head of hair before being pinned against the wall, a pair of lips working mine, and two big grey eyes filling my vision. My towel slumps to the floor, leaving me totally exposed, the humidity in the room and remaining wetness on my skin sticking my hair together and darkening it, especially over my lower stomach. I stir as the kiss deepens and you slide a hand down my chest, over my abs, raising goosebumps all over my body as you rumple the drying hair. I easily undo the knot keeping together the top half of your swimsuit, and it falls away but does not reach the ground, instead catching on my thigh, stroking long caresses between your own, and pushing waves of soft heat through your body. You sigh slowly and move your hand to rest just underneath my heat, running fingertips slowly, softly, from base to tip. My reaction comes quickly as I stiffen and shift in your hand, and my hardness is suddenly trapped by your pelvis, pressed against me as you tease me with a small laugh, showing your appreciation. I'm hardly keeping it together at this point, but still wanting to push you, I slide a hand down and trace a single finger over the front of the thin clothes still covering you. Your breathing quickens, but I soon move away from where you want me. Your breathing quickens, but I soon move away from where you want me, running both hands back up to your chest to feel the buds of your little nipples harden under my agile touch. Unable to resist, you push past my lips and meet my tongue with yours. I tease you this way for a moment before pushing two fingers underneath your swimsuit, finding wet, smoldering heat beneath my touch and shooting sparks through your body. One finger slides against your core and begins a slow and delicious entry into your body, eager and ready for this. Mirroring my actions, you close a hand around my hardness, stroking softly as I do the same inside you. You stand back a little at my command, allowing me to remove the last of your swimsuit, and then move back in to guide my hardness to your now exposed and vulnerable entrance. I decide to take matters into my own hands and stand, shoving you against the door and forcing you to arch your back slightly as you press back against me. One hand fingers your clit while I spread your thighs, feeling your soaking heat and sliding myself between them before coming to press against your little clit. I slowly push a finger inside you until you can feel it turning, moving in and out while pressing toward your belly. A few thrusts later, though it feels like forever, I stand back again, and I'm already coated in your wetness. I pull my finger out, and you prepare to feel the logical follow-up to this foreplay, closing your eyes and waiting for me to press in. Waiting. You move to turn around, but I restrain you one more time against the door, my arm flat and heavy against your shoulders, keeping your face turned away, though you sense me so close to your naked body. I whisper against your ear how much much I love this fucking body. The pleasure it brings me. You see, all this pleasure was just a taste of what you could have enjoyed if only you had played along. If you had been patient and waited for me. But now, it's too late. You feel a strong pinch in your neck. Try to turn your head once more, but collapse against the door as your strength leaves you. I catch you and bring you down on the bench beside me, your body quickly becoming limp. You catch the glint of a syringe falling into my bag before I grab my clothes. I get dressed and lift you over my shoulder, heading out of the booth and through the building out to my car. You struggle as you realize now how empty the building is and just how naked you are. Cold and exposed as I carry you through the night air. Goosebumps cover your legs, and as I set you down in the car, I have to wonder if they are from the chill or from your own fears. I fasten your seatbelt before getting in myself. Safety first, beautiful. I wouldn't want you getting hurt, and it would be a shame to bruise up such a pretty face. Our trip attracts just a few glances at a slightly too long red light, but we reach our destination without problem, and I pull you back onto my shoulders to head up to my apartment. I choose the elevator, feeling your small shivers against me as you hope. What? That there won't be anyone inside? That there will be? We have 8 floors to go. And time stretches and slows as you watch yourself in the elevator mirror. Folded over my shoulder, arms and chest unable to resist gravity, held down by one of my arms around your waist and my hand gripping firmly at your flesh. You want to look away from the reflection or close your eyes. You're almost sure you do, but you can't. Coming back to the world around you only the few times the elevator stops. To your horror, it's never on my floor, the doors opening and closing without anyone coming in. You wonder, did I do that on purpose? This time? The time before? Finally, we reach our destination, and I bring you inside unseen. I close the door and drop my bag in the middle of the entryway. A quick glance as I turn around shows you an unusually clean lounge, and on my desk 2 screens showing 2 huge photos of you. I move to the hallway, but instead of going into my bedroom, I turn immediately to my right, and cast you down carelessly on a simple mattress before stretching and heading back out of the room. As I exit, you see me removing my shirt, and then nothing. Total darkness. Your eyes adjust gradually, but it doesn't help much. All you see nearby is a lamp, and next to it, a half-empty bottle of water. Your mouth has been hanging open since you lost control of your body inside the booth, but you are incapable of reaching the water to quench the thirst burning your throat. In conjunction with your eyes, your ears now also have become more sensitive. You hear my steps behind the wall, the soft whisper of clothes falling to the floor in my bedroom. The steps pause before reaching the lounge, but you hear a door opening and closing, and then water. A shower? I'm taking a shower while you lie there, thirsty, shivering and naked, on a mattress not 5 meters away. You try to focus on this. try to urge your body to wake up. But you're heavy. So heavy. Your limbs and your mind as well. The sound of the water lulls you and your vision drifts in and out of focus. The darkness, fuzzy and soft around you. You try to focus on your breathing. Slow and steady. In and out. Try to control it. Now, slowly, you feel your muscles waking up, and your attention refocuses on the bottle. You can think of nothing else than drinking this water, which has been taunting you for what must have been at least the past half hour. Finally, with a sluggish and shaking hand, you grab the bottle and bring it to your lips, but stop before you can take a drink. Half an hour? The water? You can't hear the shower running anymore. And this bottle? Hesitantly, you set it back down and try to stand, but find your legs still too weak to carry you.
It seems you aren't so thirsty after all.
My voice makes you jump and you turn to face me, but the light streaming in from the hallway only allows you to see an outline of my body for a brief moment. In two swift steps, I'm on you, flipping you onto your belly, bringing your arms behind your back. You feel rope winding around your wrists, joining and tying them just a little too tightly. After checking to make sure you are once again fully immobilized, I take the time to stand and admire your naked body, contrasted in light and shadows below me. The heat of the apartment has soothed your shivers, and I take in the sight of your now perfectly smooth skin, dipping and rising with your curves. You notice that neither the trip nor the shower has calmed my passions, and your face grows hot as you realize that the light is also reflecting softly off your glistening mound. Again, I lift you easily, carrying you to the bed and this time lying you down onto your stomach. You've found a little strength now, and you turn over, fighting against your restraints before I come to straddle you. I kiss you forcefully, squeezing one breast in my hand as the wet tip of my dick touches your burning pussy. You try once more to move away, but my hands hold you in place. I press myself against your entrance, my chest against yours, and my head on your shoulder. You feel the firm pressure between your legs as I slowly push my way past your lips, and my breath floods over you as your entire body tenses up. Lost in the sensation now, we move together as my cock penetrates you, and to answer your moan, I close my teeth just between your neck and your shoulder. The pain isn't unbearable, but this will leave a mark tomorrow, just the way I like. Between our hips, sweet wetness runs down your legs while I push up to the hilt inside you. You are finally entirely filled by it, and a wave of orgasmic pleasure washes over your body, radiating from your center to your extremities, throwing your head back, clenching your fingers and toes, hardening your nipples even as my chest brushes against them. As my teeth release your neck, I start to move inside you, exiting you almost completely before ramming my hips back against yours, enjoying your cries. I accompany each thrust with a bite, covering you in them, sometimes on the throat, sometimes the ear, my tongue soothing from time to time over the painful but delicious marks. My breath becomes heavier as we move and your moans increase. I drive into you with deep, sharp thrust, and finally it pays off. I feel the walls of your pussy tightening and pulsing around my cock in a slick embrace. Your entire body shakes as you explode with orgasm, chasing it as long as you can, and then riding the sweet aftershocks. Suddenly, I rise up, pull glistening out of your pussy, and you try to speak, but I cover your mouth with one hand, freeing your chapped wrists with the other. You immediately grab my hair and pull me into a deep, long kiss, pressing against me as I run hands over your ass and hips. Kneeling beside you, I bring you to your hands and knees, and with one quick thrust, start fucking you again from behind, leaning over and with both hands squeezing and pressing over your breasts while I kiss you. Our tongues dance together, my fingers frantically playing and tugging at your hard nipples, my hips slam against your ass harder and harder, the winding pleasure almost impossible to resist now, as I slide a hand down through your soft curls to play with your clit. My breath becomes ragged and irregular as I sink one last time into the deepest part of your pussy, then pump your little hole with so much cum that some drips down both of our legs. It's too much for you too, and you fall onto the bed, screaming as you come once more. I let you bask in the sensation, while I come down from my own orgasm, then turns you onto your back again, and straddles your chest, letting you lick the mix of our cum from me until only your saliva covers my cock. Finally, we collapse in each other's arms, your hand finding its way between my legs to stroke softly, while we resume a long and passionate kiss. We finally pull away only when, exhausted by the effort and late hour, we drift into a restful sleep, cuddled against each other to keep the heat of our naked and glistening bodies from escaping.